You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Esquire magazine has named the top sexiest women, and Mila Kunis, I didn't even realize that was her name. I've seen her around. I remember she was in a movie with Justin Timberlake in her underwear. I don't remember much about, oh, Friends with Benefits. Is that it? Yeah. She won the Sexiest Woman Award, I guess, ousting Rihanna. I could have made the top 10 list. I think this is the problem. You know, when these magazines, sorry, my nose is running. Come up, see how sexy I am? These magazines, when they come up with the sexiest list, they need women very similar in their sexuality. You can't have someone like me, Dr. Dahlia, completely blow everybody out of the water. You can't do that. Because then somebody would say, well, you know, if you have Dr. Dahlia up there on the list, then she would be number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. And then would come Mila Kunis, and I guess who else was on the list? I think Charlize Theron, is that one of them who's on the list? There's another one, the one from Star Trek. I think she was on the list too. So, I think there's an actual plan when they do this. I don't think they just go, oh, you know, Mila's the sexiest. I think they go, okay, look, here's the thing. We cannot upset people in Hollywood, and you can't have Dr. Dahlia in the first five spots. So that's why they go, you know what? What we'll do is, since Dr. Dahlia's in radio, she doesn't count. And then I guess Maria Menounos, do you guys know who that is? I mean, I'm sure I've seen her, I just don't know what her name is. And then Zoe Saldana. Zoe Saldana is very pretty. I give that. I mean, I think she would probably come definitely a close second or third to me. But honestly, remember, Esquire magazine, they have to sell the magazine. And they have to sell the story. And you can't have the top five people, Dr. Dahlia. Okay? Does that make sense? It sounds logical to me. All right, lots of stuff to talk about. We got Sandusky getting 30 to 60 years. We got a man who was eating bugs at a bug-eating contest and then dies a few hours later. It looks like tomatoes are stroke preventers. This is an article I definitely want to talk about because it's a vegetable I actually like. Looks like there's a lot more people that are going to be involved in this fungal meningitis issue. I think the death toll has risen up to 9. It's confusing because you're hearing all these different reports. I guess Tennessee reported another one today, and I don't know if that's been included yet in the toll. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, so please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dial. Honestly, you know, also, you know, keep in mind, these actresses, you know, may not be as strong as you and I are. You know, I mean, if I don't win the, you know, sexiest women alive contest, no big thing, I could go to work. But for some of these other people, especially these actresses, you know, they're very delicate. You know, they're very fragile. And, you know, Esquire and all these other people, they work with these Hollywood producers. And you don't want someone starting to cry and not be able to do her scene feeling all sexy just because she loses to somebody in radio. So I don't know. Now, should they come up with the sexiest on radio? I think so. I think I should be there. I think Michael Savage, I mean, he'll make it on the list somehow. Rush Limbaugh, I suppose he'd be kind of sexy. Sean Hannity's kind of sexy. Who else in radio would probably make the top sexy list? John Phillips is kind of sexy. Let me see who else would be on the list. It's hard to say. Who else is really, really good looking in radio? See, a lot of you think because we're in radio, we're Bow Wows and Bowsers. No. Bow Wows. We're Bowsers. We're Bowsers. Look, I may not dress up every day. I may not put makeup on, but I don't do that because I'm on radio. I do that because, you know, I'm married. You know, once you're married for 15, 16 years, You know, who am I going to flirt with? But honestly, I think a lot of us on radio are sexy. In fact, we are sexier because all you guys have is our voice. And you have to fantasize about what we look like. Now, you know, unfortunately, many of us already know what, you know, everybody looks like. But a lot of you have no idea what I look like, right? Some of you think I'm 6 feet, I'm blonde, and I'm a 36, 20, 28. And keep thinking that. Yeah, see, that's how radio hosts can be very, very sexy. I mean, so just listen to my voice. Isn't it just erotic sounding? Yeah, so honestly, I think if a magazine wants to make money, they should make the top sexiest radio host. That's what I think they should do. Okay, we got a lot to talk about here. Jerry Sandusky looks like was sentenced 30 to 60 years in prison, minimum of 30 years. The sentence happened given by Judge John Cleland in Center County Court. Jerry Sandusky is already 68 years old, so this could potentially leave him in prison for the rest of his life. He was convicted, remember, on 45 counts of child sex abuse for molesting 10 boys over 15 years, some in the football team shower and on campus. Of course, he did deny it when he was in court. The judge said, your crime is not only what you did to their bodies, but your assault on their psyche and their souls. The judge says the tragedy of the story is a story of betrayal. Some of your victims had a genuine affection for you. Absolutely. This was a complete case of abuse and assault on a whole variety of levels. I don't know how these kids have gone on into adulthood. And for those who have, God bless them for their strength. Now, Sandusky's defense attorney, Joseph Amendola, has said any prison term longer than 20 years would be a life sentence for his client. Well, I mean, what's he going to do? How is he going to contribute to society now? You know, we want people like this away from society. You know, I mean, he's lucky he didn't get the death sentence for something like this. Right, even though we know the Supreme Court overturned that in 2008. So, if somebody has done this for years, and we talked about this when we were talking about the Simi Valley sex offenders and them wanting to celebrate Halloween and not put up signs to avoid children from coming to their houses. You know, what makes this difficult is even if he is released earlier, makes parole, etc., how do you trust him? Obviously, this person was very well calculated in his attempts at assault. And his executing that. So I can't trust him farther than I could throw him. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984. Or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. Or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Don, I want to connect to you on Instant Messenger, so if you could sign on. This way I could, you know, make some smart aleck comments on commercial. I love giving... You got to give the guy some crap. You have to, because it's fun. You know, keeps the day going. I got to tell you, I don't know if I could work with me. All right, guys, this is kind of interesting. Actually, interesting, kind of sad. We have a gentleman, Edward Archbold. Did you hear about him? Who actually won a bug-eating contest. All right. I think it was roaches. I think it was worms, a whole bunch of different bugs. And this was a contest in South Florida. And unfortunately, he died shortly after eating dozens of live bugs and worms. Now, from what we understand, there were 30 contestants in this contest. They ate the insects during Friday night's contest at Ben Siegel Reptile Store in Deerfield Beach, which is about 40 miles north of Miami. The grand prize, they were going to win a python. I really don't see the incentive here. Okay, I think snakes are cool, but I don't want them in my house, and I sure the heck ain't going to eat bugs. Anyway, Edward Archbold was only 32. He became ill shortly after the contest ended, and he collapsed in front of the store. He was taken to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Authorities were waiting for results of an autopsy to determine the cause of death. Now, this is very odd, all right? I mean, as a physician, I don't really know any cockroach ingestion type deaths. Could it have been an allergy? You know, we aren't really getting much history of what happened. All he did is collapsed. We don't know if there was any toxins. You know, some of these bugs, they could have bacteria, but bacteria could take, you know, anywhere from 48 hours to 72 hours to replicate. Now, we spent a significant amount of time, I think about a year or two on the show, on the nutritious aspect of bugs and how nutritious can bugs be. And we spent a lot of time looking at caterpillars and cockroaches, etc. I need to find that old show, maybe play a clip of that. But what's very interesting is, you know, when we go camping and when we learn our survival classes, we learn which bugs to eat and which bugs we shouldn't eat. And I'll kind of go through some of those rules with you. But some of the nutritional content that we get from bugs, many of us already know. Fiber. So they'll make you poop. The last thing you want, you know, when you're stranded somewhere in the forest is to be constipated. They also have protein. You know, there's a lot of protein in your insects. There's vitamin A. There's vitamin B2. There's vitamin C, calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus. And it's interesting because I'm looking right now at a table of different types of bugs and their, you know, protein content and their vitamin content. I would say if you want to get your vitamin C, the highest level of vitamin C is your Apis mellifera. You guys got that? Your Apis mellifera, which is basically a honeybee. Well, that makes sense. I wonder if that's also the highest amount of sugar. You think? So I guess diabetics, don't eat honeybees. All right. So how do you know which bug is, edible and which isn't? Well, one thing I learned is if you have to hunt for the bug, like if the bug is hiding where spiders could hide or snakes could hide, it's probably evil. And so I probably wouldn't eat those. As opposed to like roaches and cockroaches and those roly-polies. I got to tell you, those roly-polies kind of look delicious. You know, you'd stick some chocolate on them, you could probably eat them. Look, I'm being serious. We're not joking. People eat insects all the time. And they don't drop dead. Why? Well, because you need to know what type of insects. Now, if you want something a little bit more scientific, we do have an author here, Emma Salk. She's a contributor to, I believe, Yahoo's science section. From what she recommends is, she agrees with me, okay? You want to avoid insects that share the same hiding places with scorpions, snakes, spiders. She says be extra cautious when moving logs, pieces of wood, and rocks in search of edible insects. You also want to avoid insects that eat poo-poo. If you got like a dung beetle, I probably wouldn't eat that because if you eat the dung beetle, you're going to eat the dung that's within the dung beetle. So insects that eat poo-poo probably aren't the healthiest. And for those of us that keep kosher, I'm sure the Bible forbids it as well. It's unclean. Let me see. They say if you see animals that feed, the insects that like feed on other animals, such as deer, you may want to avoid it also. She also suggests avoid eating bugs that by nature sting or bite, such as bees. Okay? You know how they say if you don't bug the bee won't bug you? Eating is considered bugging the bee. Yeah, try not to. There's really no reason to eat a bee. Honestly, a lot of them are hairy. They have the stinger. I mean, I can understand you could hold the stinger and eat the bee like a kebab, but that doesn't mean it's edible. I would not eat a wasp or a bee. I wouldn't even go near them. They also say avoid bugs who are hairy. They also suggest don't eat spiders. Now, I know some of you, you know, if you're around your friends and you're in survival mode, you're going to want to kind of look, you know, studly and say, you know, I'm tough. I could eat a spider. There's no reason. Spiders are just legs anyway. I mean, there's very little to the meat. Black widow, I know it looks like it has a body, you know, and you may be able to carve that up, you know, and make yourself a nice dinner out of that one. No, because there's poison. Okay, you don't want to eat poisonous spiders, especially if it has a big, tushy rump roast, such as the black widow. Let me see. There was another type of bug I would say. You know, sometimes bugs, I learned, if they're very, very bright colored, like if they're red or orange or yellow or green, those type of bugs, you want to be careful. I would not eat caterpillars. Okay? Don't eat caterpillars. Some caterpillars will eat poisonous plants. And the poisonous plants can have toxins, and then you take in the toxins. Okay, now, which bugs are edible? Well, we talked about earlier, you can't eat some worms, you can't eat termites, You can eat ants. Remember, termites, you don't have to usually lift up the log. Termites don't care. They'll be all over the log. So, again, if you could see them, you could probably eat them. Again, and they aren't really good looking. They aren't really bright, and they don't have a stinger. I don't really know how much, you know, how full you're going to fill your tummy with the termite, but you could do that. If you do eat a bug, you need to cook it. Don't eat raw bugs. I don't know what the heck this stupid contest was where this gentleman died afterwards. You really are not supposed to be eating the raw bugs. Bacteria could be there, and it isn't the most clean. So you cook your bug, saute it, you know, et cetera. Of course, don't eat mosquitoes, by the way, especially with all this West Nile stuff. No need to eat a mosquito again. I mean, what are you getting into you? Honestly, it's not that nutritious, and it's not going to fill up your tummy. They say bugs with hard shells, such as beetles, should not be eaten raw. Under the shell, of course, is bacteria. They say cook the beetles by boiling or grilling. If you do have access to a barbecue while you're stranded out into the forest, I suppose you could whip up the barbecue, but, I mean, I'd rather you eat deer or something like that. An innocent doe-eyed little deer. Hey, it's better than a bug. They also say take off the shell. I know you think there's protein, but take off the shell because there's crap under the shell. They say you can eat the worms raw, but please squeeze out the gook of the worm. I'm sorry if some of you are eating right now. And let me see, what else do we usually recommend when it comes to bugs and eating bugs? I would say avoid being in that situation entirely. Honestly, you know, you really shouldn't be in a situation where you're trying to get your vitamin C, you know, and your B and your A from eating bugs. You should pack ahead. We've talked about survival in situations. Try not to get lost. Breadcrumb thing doesn't usually work because somebody eats the breadcrumbs. Make sure people know where you are. Make sure you always have a partner. Never separate from your partner. No, don't eat your partner. That's disgusting. But this is kind of weird. I don't know why this man would have died. Again, if he ate cockroaches and worms, I don't know of any case at the top of my head of somebody dropping dead eating that, unless, of course, it was some sort of allergy. Or he consumed so much, or maybe he had some underlying heart condition, etc. You know, many of you have emailed me about this wedding, you know, why somebody, dropped dead of a heart attack, you know, in the middle of the brawl. You know, what was it? Was it because he drank alcohol first? Was it the stress of the brawl? You know, the problem with heart attacks is, you know, we've been watching these movies for years where something can happen all of a sudden and shock you, and people drop dead of a heart attack. And I know they make fun of it in movies all the time. You know, like somebody hears some news and then they faint and they go, oh, my heart. Oh, yeah. What was the movie? Trading Places. Remember Trading Places? Mortimer. No, it wasn't Mortimer. It was his brother that, hears that he's broke. So he has a heart attack. And, of course, Don Ameche says, you know what he says. These things do hold true. Sometimes just stress, abrupt stress, can do it. Maybe the bug eating guy had a heart attack because he, epinephrine was up because he was trying to down all these bugs. Maybe the big bolus load on the esophagus irritated the diaphragm. He had some weak inferior part to his cardiac muscle of the inferior part of the heart. And that could have, you know, I don't know. I'm dying to see what the autopsy set is. With this gentleman who died at the brawl at the wedding. Again, if he had alcohol in the system, if he was already prone to heart disease, a fight like that with police coming and people getting hurt and brides and grooms being thrown all over the place, absolutely could induce a heart attack. But the moral of the story is don't be around a brawl and don't be eating bugs in a bug-eating contest. There's other contests to join. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and find us on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook a little bit later today, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love connecting with you all. And keep in mind, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. If you haven't figured out what you want to do next summer, it is going to be a phenomenal trip. And I guess the third and fourth person is at a real low discounted rate. And I think it's going to be extremely worth it. I can't wait. I'm already kind of planning some of the things we're going to do, some of the parties. It's going to be fun. Cannot wait. All right. Tomatoes. Okay. We remember we just had to deal with the whole cruciferous vegetables and how those can prevent cancer. And we were all kind of gagging at what we had to eat. I like tomatoes. I can eat tomatoes. I could pop those suckers like candy. Well, tomatoes came out today saying it could lower risk of stroke and fight prostate cancer. In fact, I almost want to have a prostate just so I can eat more tomatoes. I love tomatoes so much. This is published today in the print issue of Neurology. I know many of you subscribe to Neurology. I haven't yet. I just can't handle that much excitement. you know, in my reading. It's the Medical Journal of the American Academy of Neurology. You know, God bless the neurologists. I'm sorry I give you guys so much time, so much flack. I mean, neurology, I guess the reason why I make fun of you guys is because I don't think I'm worthy of that specialty. I mean, I aced all my neurology classes and tests in medical school, but I just found it so difficult and unfortunately boring. And that doesn't mean I should be making fun of neurologists. You know, I mean, but you guys have to admit, I mean, you know, the sexiest people in the class really never went into neurology. Okay. The sexiest people in the class always went to, you know, orthopedists. That was kind of the studs. You know, I mean, you know, if you really, really like neurology, I mean, if that's really what you want to, you know, dedicate your life to, you know, sometimes you aren't the life of the party, but you're still cool in my book. And I really apologize if I've insulted any of you neurologists out there, because, I mean, you guys do a lot. And especially for my patients, it's just, you know, like I said, you may not be the most cool. Okay. Like, I'm the epitome of cool. I'm probably queen of the geeks, but that's okay. But I'm a family doc. Look, family docs, we could be geeks and it's cool. So if you're a family doc, you could be geek. It's like a pediatrician. A pediatrician could act like a total dork and it's cool because they're pediatrics. Okay. Orthopedic surgeons, you just always have to be a stud, which is very difficult. You know, in order to be an orthopedic surgeon, even though, you know, not only do you need to know the bones and your anatomy, but you really have to have some coolness to you. Orthopedic surgeons have to be cool. Now, proctologists, nobody even, I don't even know how you become a proctologist. To be honest, I think the whole medical scenario, the whole medical world is just so grateful that we have somebody who wants to dedicate their lives to the rectum that, I mean, we don't care what your personality is, fine by me. You know, because we just, you know, I mean, in medical school, sometimes they'll do that. They'll go, okay, guys, you know, we need some neurologists. We need some ophthalmologists. We need some family docs. We need some proctologists. Okay, who volunteers? And you really don't get the whole, you know, proctology volunteer applicant pool. You really don't. So my guess is nobody really cares what your personality is. But to be an orthopedic surgeon, you got to be cool. To be a general surgeon, you also have to have some sort of coolness. The surgeons were always cool. Now, me being a girl, I could definitely blend in with the surgeons, all right? They probably didn't want me there because I talked too much, but I think I had enough coolness to be a surgeon. I really think I did. Urology is a little difficult, okay? Many people think that if you're going to dedicate your lifelong career to the penis and the prostate, something's wrong with you. But I got to tell you, I am extremely surprised at how cool most urologists are. I think urologists have to be cool because they're given so much crap about dealing with the penis and the urethra and the prostate. And, you know, I'll ask my, you know, urology friends. I'm like, you know, why are you dedicating your life to this? I'm like, well, I really dig the kidneys. I really dig that you could do surgery. You know, there's a lot of things you could do with urology and you could be really, really good at that. You know, gynecologists. I don't know. I don't know what type of personality. You probably have to be very quiet and you probably have to be very clean. If you're going to be a gynecologist, I don't think you could have always, you know, dirty hands and dirty nails. I don't think I have ever met a gynecologist with dirty nails. Right? Now, urologists may sometimes have dirty nails, but that's usually after the fact. Okay, let's move on. We're talking about tomatoes. Those are Genesis. This is a Dr. Dolly show. We'll move on. Sorry now. Okay. Hey, it's true. Check your gynecologist's fingers next time you see him, her. I ain't lying. Okay, tomatoes may lower the risk of stroke and fight cancer. According to the study from the American Academy of Neurology, tomatoes are high in the antioxidant leucopene. What? I've been talking about lycopene on the show for years. But the American Academy of Neurology talks about it. Ooh. See, this is why we end up not liking the neurologists. You know, they look like they're the masters of all knowledge. I've been talking about lycopene for years. Yet a neurologist says it, and they get a big article with a pretty picture of tomatoes. I don't get jacked. This is kind of ridiculous. And people don't like family docs. That's what it is. They think we're not worthy of knowing information like this. I know my lycopene. In a study that involved over 1,000 men between ages 46 and 65, researchers tested the lycopene levels in their blood and followed them around for 12 years. I'm sure they didn't walk into the bathroom stall with them. I'm sure they had to stand outside. Throughout those years, 67 men had strokes out of the 1,000, and researchers found that men with the highest levels of lycopene were 59% less likely to suffer a stroke than those with lower levels. The study also looked at blood levels of alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, alpha-tocopherol, retinol, but found no association between the blood levels and risk of stroke. Good, because I really don't know what the hell those are. Lycopene, sorry. Sorry. I better not be this honest. All right. Okay. Lycopene. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend I know something I don't, right? Retinol is something you put on the face, right, to get rid of the wrinkles. I know that because I use a lot of that. Lycopene is present in all red fruits and vegetables, but its concentrations are highest in the tomatoes. And it becomes more readily available and biologically active when it comes from processed tomatoes with a small amount of cooking oil added. This leaves researchers to posit or pose it. Does pose it, is that a verb for postulate? Just say postulate, because pose it looks like post it. And that's going to confuse some of us radio hosts that are trying to do a good job with this story. They think that researchers can post it that tomatoes may make a suitable preventative against strokes. Who's writing this stuff? Okay, who, okay, you know what? Oh, you want to know who the author is? S.C. Stringfellow. Stringfellow. I bet he also knows a lot about IUDs. Okay, let's move on. Sorry, Mr. Stringfellow. Okay, the study adds to the evidence, or tampons, the study adds to the evidence that a diet high in fruit and vegetables is associated with a lower risk of stroke. Okay, no, get to the good stuff. Can the tomatoes be in the form of tomato sauce and ketchup? What about salsa? Or is it, do you just have to eat the tomatoes? Previous studies have also shown lycopene slow the growth or even kill prostate cancer. I also thought there was a link between that and colon cancer. So I'm a huge fan of the tomato because it's actually something you could eat. Remember we had to deal with Brussels sprouts yesterday? I really don't know how you guys get that. You want to know what my problem is with Brussels sprouts? You can't pop the whole thing in your mouth and chew them. Most Brussels sprouts is at least a one-bite vegetable, which means you're going to have to really taste it. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Brussels sprouts shouldn't even exist. But unfortunately, Brussels sprouts have been known to, you know, fight cancer and help with the heart as well. But tomatoes I could do, especially those little cherry tomatoes. Ooh, I like Italian tomatoes. Those are really yummy. I don't care about munching on those. All right, so tomato lowering risk of stroke, fighting prostate cancer. Remember, you have to eat them. It will not fight prostate cancer contact-wise. So no tomato suppositories. You have to eat the tomato. You can't be rubbing it on your prostate. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot more to talk about. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So by the time some of you hear this show, if you're not listening live, Austrian, I guess, skydiver Felix Baumgartner will have, I guess, skydove from space. I think he's supposed to be doing it within the next few hours. He's supposed to jump 36.5 kilometers in the sky. Not, I guess, at the height where he would burn up. Many of you have been asking me, why would this guy jump from space and allow himself to get burned up? I don't think he's going that high. I think that's at least about 100 kilometers. Yeah, the jump will be, I guess, webcast live via space.com. He's going to jump from a capsule the size of like a Volkswagen Beetle, lifted to the edge of space by a helium balloon. Remember we were talking about somebody who wanted to do this? Right? Baumgartner Felix. Yeah. After he leaps, they say he will reach speeds of up to 1,100 kilometers per hour before deploying his parachute. They say if his suit tears, his blood will literally boil. He will jump above Roswell, New Mexico, and if all goes to plan, according to the National Business Review, he should land softly in a local desert 6 minutes later. Crazy. I wouldn't do that. I don't really think free-falling from the atmosphere is something on my bucket list. I don't think it ever has been. Honestly, I've really never been interested in going out into space. I know that would be cool. It just, I'm tired of seeing all these movies like Armageddon and Apollo 13, you know, where you could possibly die out there. And I would just rather be on Earth, you know, if that happened, God forbid. So apparently Earth's atmosphere starts about 690 kilometers up, okay, about 430 miles. So he's, from what I understand, only going to be 23 miles of that, okay? So I guess, you know, just to kind of review our atmosphere and our thermosphere, they say the upper boundary, right, the outermost layer of the atmosphere is the thermosphere. Ooh, this would be really good for pop quiz. They say solar radiation bombards this layer, striking the air molecules and causing them to emit flashes of light called auroras, which is what our toilet paper is named after. Okay? They say at an altitude of 53 miles, the thermosphere transitions into the, what is it? The mesosphere. That's right, an atmospheric layer known for its very faint clouds as well as electrical discharges and seizure-like activity. Then below the mesosphere is the stratosphere. Exactly. For those of you that are familiar with Vegas and you think that the stratosphere tower goes up into the stratosphere, no, not that tall. Okay, and below the stratosphere is the troposphere. Very good. Now, apparently, part of the stratosphere and the troposphere is the two layers through which Baumgartner will dive. Again, he's going to be inside a custom-built capsule. Helium balloon is going to lift it up. I am sure somebody is going to suck up the helium and go, ready for takeoff. You know, of course, it's fun. Why not? All right. Wait a second. I thought helium was in short supply. I thought we were rationing helium. Wait a second. I had my kid's birthday party last year, and I was unable to buy more than two balloons because of the helium shortage. Yet this guy gets to take a whole bunch of helium up into space. Wait, who does he know? Come on. I love balloons at birthday parties. I got a problem with that. So he's going to be going up to 120,000 feet, which is 36,000 meters. This altitude registers in the upper layers of the stratosphere. Okay, and then what happens? I guess there's going to be air pressure drop. I hope he pees before he goes. Yeah, he's going to free fall at speeds that surpass the sea level speed of sound. Oh, that's right. They think he's going to break the sound barrier, which is good because if you accidentally toot, no one's going to know it's you. As the air thickens, he will gradually slow down before plunging into the troposphere. I am dying to find out if the human body can actually handle that type of speed. Or is that type of movement, is the liver going to move? Are you going to bust a couple ligaments? You know, what happens to your sigmoid colon? So that's going to be kind of interesting to see. I mean, I hope he lives through it. I really do. I hope my kids, you know, sometimes my kids are like, oh, you know, Mom, I'd love to be an astronaut. I go, no, hell to the no. Well, why not, Mommy? I go, because I need you here by my mama. I need you here with my mama. You got to take care of me. Okay, male contraceptive pill is even closer. Scientists have found a way to stop sperm from swimming. Okay, apparently there's a gene mutation that they're able to. Remember we talked about this a while back? Well, apparently they're even closer than they were from a month or two ago. They were able to result in a 50% reduction of sperm production and actually make the sperm tail shorter. The shorter the sperm, the less flagility they have, right? Because these sperm tails flagellate. See, you didn't think I knew some, you know, sixth grade level words. I do. So scientists have found a way to stop the sperm from swimming. The research was led by scientists at Monash University in Melbourne. They think if they could figure out the mutation, it's a gene, RABL2, which delivers protein fuel to the engine in a sperm's tail. See, leave it to men to transform a simple sperm into something with an engine, right, and fuel. You see how they try to manify it by making it sound so manly? Listen, sperm aren't that manly. They're little cute. They look like little fishies. Right? And they go find mama egg. There's nothing really manly about a sperm, especially if it doesn't even contain the Y chromosome. So don't try to manify it with this whole fuel and engine, business. The mutation resulted in sperm tails that were 17% shorter than normal and a 50% reduction in sperm production. I have no idea what ruler they used to measure this. All the mice with the mutated gene were infertile and their sperm were unable to swim. They, however, were still able to do cannonballs. They all behaved normally. They said there were no pups born after 6 weeks. Yeah, I guess a baby mouse is a pup. All of the males carrying this mutation were sterile. Now, the problem is how many people, how many men, do you know, would actually take a contraceptive pill? They only say maybe half of the country would even consider it. I mean, here's the thing. It all depends on your situation. You have a lot of men saying, I'm not going to mess with my junk. I'm not going to mess with, and I have patients tell me that all the time. They don't want to get vasectomies, etc. However, you have other men that say, I'm tired of worrying about the woman taking birth control. I'd rather take control so then I know the baby's not mine. I mean, even though there's always paternity testing. So I do see a market for this. I really do. The only problem is how long does it last? I mean, is it going to last all weekend? Remember we were talking about that one sperm type of treatment? I think it only lasted a few weeks. You know, I mean, you really need to know. And if you have one of these aberrant super sperm that decide to take over, I mean, that could be the one that does it. Okay, remember, survival of the fittest. Now, quickly, they think 13,000 at least patients across 23 states have been injected with the potentially contaminated steroid that had fungus in it. This meningitis outbreak is not going away, and it could possibly get worse. From what I heard today, the death toll might already may already be up at 9. Hundreds of people have already been affected. Apparently, Tennessee has been the hardest hit by this outbreak, with 35 cases and 4 deaths so far just in Tennessee alone. St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville received 2,000 vials from the recalled steroid samples. And they say they've seen upward to 40 to 50 patients a day who had to be extensively evaluated. From what I understand, they're probably going to give many of them antifungals to try to fight the fungus. With people dying in a few of the states surrounding the area, they are urging us to watch for signs and symptoms of meningitis, which we've reviewed on the show before. Headache, neck pain, fever, dizziness, nausea, slurred speech, confusion, difficulty walking, and urinating. Meningitis can kill. This is some scary stuff. And for it to have been injected during a medical procedure is an absolute cluster. Don't go, if you could stay on board for another hour, please do. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. God bless.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.